Michael's letter.
In 1951, a U.S. Navy chaplain, Father Walter Mulde, was invited to speak to 5,000 Marines at a naval base in San Diego, California. His subject was a letter that had recently been written during the Korean War. Having personally spoken with the Marine and the sergeant involved in the incident, Father Mulde assured his listeners that the story he was about to relate was absolutely true. This letter has since been reprinted in secular and Catholic publications. It is by a young American Marine,
Dear Mom,
who wrote it to his mother in 1950.
I wouldn't dare write this letter to anyone but you, because no one else would believe it. Maybe even you will find it hard to believe, but I have got to tell somebody. First off, I am in a hospital. Now don't worry. You hear me? Don't worry. I was wounded, but I am okay, you understand? The doctor says that I will be up and around in a month. But that is not what I wanted to tell you. Remember when I joined the Marines last year? Remember when I left? How you told me to say a prayer to St. Michael every day? Ever since I can remember, you have always told me to pray to St. Michael, the Archangel. You even named me after him. Well, I always have. When I got to Korea, I prayed even harder. Remember the prayer that you taught me? Michael, Michael of the morning, fresh core of heaven adorning. You know the rest of it. Well, I said it every day. Sometimes when I was marching, or sometimes resting, but always before I went to sleep. Well, one day, I was with an advanced detail, way up over the front lines.
Check your flank.
We were scouting for the commies. I was plodding along in the bitter cold. My breath was like cigar smoke. I thought I knew every guy in the patrol when, alongside of me, comes another Marine I've never met before. He was bigger than any other Marine I'd ever seen. He must have been 6'4" and built in proportion. It gave me a feeling of security to have such a body near. Anyway, there we were, trudging along. The rest of the patrol spread out. So, just to start a conversation, I said,
"Cold, ain't it?"
And then I laughed. Here I was with a good chance of getting killed any minute, and I'm talking about the weather. My companion seemed to understand. I heard him laugh softly. I looked at him.
I've never seen you before. I thought I knew every man in the outfit.
I just joined at the last minute. The name's Michael.
Is that so? That's my name, too.
I know. Michael. Michael of the morning. Fresh core of heaven adorning.
I was too amazed to say anything for a minute. How did he know my name and a prayer that you taught me? Then I smiled to myself. Every guy in the outfit knew about me. Hadn't I taught the prayer to anybody who would listen? Why, now and then, they even referred to me as St. Michael. Neither of us spoke for a time, and then he broke the silence.
We are going to have some trouble up ahead.
He must have been in fine physical shape, or he was breathing so lightly that I couldn't see his breath. Mine poured out in great clouds. There was no smile on his face now. Trouble ahead, I thought to myself. Well, with the commies all around us, that was no great revelation. Snow began to fall in great thick globs. In a brief moment, the whole countryside was blotted out. My companion disappeared. I shouted in sudden alarm,
"Michael!"
I felt his hand on my arm. His voice was rich and strong.
"This will stop shortly."
His prophecy proved to be correct. In a few minutes, the snow stopped, as abruptly as it began. The sun was a hard, shining disk. I looked back for the rest of the patrol. There was no one in sight. We lost them in that heavy snowfall. I looked ahead as we came over a little rise. Mom, my heart stopped. There were 7 of them. 7 commies in their padded pants and jackets and their funny hats. Only there wasn't anything funny about them now. 7 rifles were aimed at us. I screamed and hit the frozen earth.
Michael, down!
I heard those rifles fire almost as one. I heard the bullets. There was Michael, still standing. Mom, those guys couldn't have missed. Not at that range. I expected to see him literally blown to bits. But there he stood, making no effort to fire back himself. He was paralyzed with fear. It happens sometimes, Mom, even to the bravest. He was like a bird, fascinated by a snake. At least, that was what I thought then. I jumped up to pull him down. And that was when I got mine. I felt a sudden flame in my chest. I often wondered what it felt like to be hit. Now I know. I remember feeling strong arms about me. Arms that laid me ever so gently on a pillow of snow. I opened my eyes for one last look. I was dying. I remember thinking I was already dead. Maybe I was looking into the sun. Maybe I was in shock. But it seemed I saw Michael standing erect again. Only this time, his face was shining with a terrible splendor. As I say, maybe it was the sun in my eyes, but he seemed to change. As I watched him, he grew bigger. His arms stretched out wide. Maybe it was the snow falling again. But there was a brightness around him, like the wings of an angel. In his hand was a sword. A sword that flashed with 1,000,000 lights. Well, that's the last thing I remember. Until the rest of the fellows came up and found me.
Yes, sir. Looks like it's somebody.
I think it's Mike.
I don't know how much time passed.
He's hit.
The pain and the fever
over here
hardly gave me a moment's rest.
He's wounded. Get a corpsman, quick.
Yes, sir.
Where's Michael?
Just lie still, kid.
Where's who?
Michael, that big Marine I was walking with. Just before the snow hit us.
I saw them look at one another. Suddenly, the Sarge spoke up.
Kid, you weren't walking with anyone. I had my eyes on you the whole time. You were getting too far out. I was just about to call you in when you disappeared in the snow.
He looked at me curiously.
How'd you do it, kid?
How'd I do what? Look, this Marine named Michael.
Son,
he and I were just...
I handpicked this outfit myself, and there just ain't another Michael in it. You are the only Mike.
He paused for a minute.
Just how did you do it, kid? We heard shots, but there hasn't been a single shot fired from your rifle. And there isn't a bit of lead in them 7 bodies over the hill there.
I didn't say anything. What could I say? I only looked with amazement. It was then that the sergeant spoke again.
Kid, every one of those 7 commies was killed by a sword stroke.
That is all I can tell you, Mom. As I say, it may have been the sun in my eyes. It may have been the cold or the pain. But that is what happened. Love, Michael.